This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair with the final edition of Issues of the Environment for 2016. We certainly hope you had a wonderful holiday with family and friends. Now, I don't know about you, but after a big gathering, my house tends to look like a disaster area. It's amazing how much trash we can generate with wrapping paper alone. That's just an anecdotal observation. But in checking the website uselessstuff.com, I found evidence that the observation is fact. It says extra holiday waste around the country amounts to about 25 million tons. 25 million! So before the trash man comes, we thought we'd look into how we might use or reuse some of that waste and keep it out of the landfills. My guest this morning is Christine Chesler-Stoll. Christine is Outreach and Zero Waste Coordinator at Recycle Ann Arbor, and happy holidays to you.
You too, David. Thank you for having me again. I believe this is the fourth time I've been on the show talking about holiday waste awareness. So
well,
thank you so much.
The waste just doesn't go away, does it?
It doesn't, no.
I mean, we have these get-togethers, gift exchanges. There's so much fun this time of year, but it really can be overwhelming to look around at the end of the day and see how many garbage bags we filled. Do you have the same kind of experience?
Definitely. And I think especially for those that have large families or have little children, you want to make it a big to-do. And so you do want to have gifts and you want to have the wrapping paper and the decorations, but there are sustainable ways to go about it. Especially nowadays, you can look online and you can find a lot of different options for making your own wrapping paper that is actually made out of fabric and you can reuse it year to year. So it just takes a little bit of planning and kind of creativity to get away from the disposal options and look into more of the reusable options.
Being that most of us are sitting there looking at a bunch of disposed wrapping paper right now, let's talk about that for just a moment. There is nothing better when you watch a kid rip into those presents and lay waste to anything and everything standing between them and what's inside. Mm-hmm. But what is the best practice for dealing with that typical kind of wrapping paper that most of us are still using?
Sure, exactly. So if it is, you know, crumbled, torn paper, wrapping paper, there's no metallic foil on it, and you do have a curbside recycling program or a drop-off station that is in proximity to you, you can just recycle that as normal paper.
Now, the other stuff you do have to throw away?
You do, yeah. And, you know, it also goes back to the fact that maybe you actually look to purchase wrapping paper that you can recycle, or wrapping paper, even better, that's made from recycled paper, you know, recycled content.
Most of us have family around the country and end up shipping off gifts one way or another, and some of those gifts come to us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of bubble wrap involved. Now, if we don't sit down and pop all those bubbles, we can reuse that too, right?
You can definitely reuse bubble wrap and packaging. If for some reason you don't want to reuse it, or you just don't have the storage space in your closet, or you just don't want to deal with it, our drop-off station in the city of Ann Arbor does take that for reuse, and you can bring it to us year-round.
This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. We're talking holiday garbage with Christine Chesler-Stoll. Christine is Outreach and Zero Waste Coordinator for Recycle Ann Arbor. Now, a lot of the gifts we exchange today are electronic in nature. Phones, computers, gaming consoles, the like. What is your recommendation for the old used electronics?
A few years old, we will take those for reuse at our reuse center in Ann Arbor. However, if they're more than a few years old or they're broken or you just can't fix them, you can recycle them properly at our drop-off station or our recovery yard.
But
so we never want to put electronic waste in the trash. We want to recycle it properly.
That's exactly what I was going to say. We never want to do that and make
sure.
And a lot of the things that run those devices, the batteries themselves, we don't want those in the landfill either.
No, we do take rechargeable batteries as well at our drop-off station and recovery yard, so you can always bring those to us when they're spent, too.
Now, what about holiday lights? When the string of lights goes bad or we decide we want to get new lights for next year, what do we do with the old? I mean, it's not something I had thought of until I actually had to figure out, what do I do with all of this?
Right, and I had that dilemma this year, too, after, I don't know, 4 years or so of putting icicle lights up on my outside house, you know, area. They finally went out after a few winters. So what I did, I couldn't fix them, couldn't find that one bulb that was burnt out. So I brought the old spent ones to the drop-off station. You can also bring them to the recovery yard for for proper recycling. Just like electronic waste, you don't want to put them in the trash. We'll recycle them properly so you can bring them to those two locations.
Now, I don't know if you've ever seen a child's face when they open a gift and it's full of nothing but clothes, but it's a little different than toys. Now, when we get these new clothes, and it is a staple of the gift-giving season, there's a few different ways to get rid of the old clothes and the textiles and keep those out of the waste stream and probably help some other folks out.
Here in the city of Ann Arbor, we have a lot of different thrift stores around town that accept clothing that is good, reusable clothing. None of our places do accept clothing. However, you could always go to the APTO thrift shop, the Salvation Army. There's a few Goodwills around town as well. But if you do have clothing that is torn or stained, we do actually have a recycling textile program at the drop-off station now.
Definitely. This is the post-holiday pre-New Year's edition of Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. Once again, we're talking holiday waste with the Outreach and Zero Waste Coordinator for Recycle Ann Arbor, Christine Chesler-Stull. Now, perhaps the two most prevalent items to consider are Christmas cards and Christmas trees. What are the most sustainable ways of dealing with those items?
Maybe do electronic cards instead of actual greeting cards. I know we all like to get those paper cards in the mail. However, if you have those cards around and you don't want to keep them for whatever reason, you can just put them in the recycling bin just like paper. Or the local scrap box in town will actually take a lot of the front part of the cards. So if there's no family photos on them and they just say Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, you can actually donate those to the scrap box and probably other local thrift stores for reuse as well.
And then, of course, Christmas trees, what happens to them?
Christmas trees we don't actually take for disposal curbside any longer in the city of Ann Arbor, but the nice thing is that Christmas trees are accepted for composting at four different locations. It's a city of Ann Arbor service, and those locations you can find on the city of Ann Arbor website, a2gov.org. And that service does run to January 31st, and we do obviously want it undecorated and just the tree.
That's certainly helpful, right?
No tinsel, nothing like that.
Let me ask you a question. You mentioned we've been having the same conversation for a period of 4 years now.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Have you seen a significant uptick in recent years in the amount of recyclables that come through Recycle Ann Arbor during the holiday period and post-holiday?
I would say I have seen an uptick in the donations at our reuse center pre and post-holiday season. But the nice thing is that also means that people are doing the right thing and they're bringing it to us and they're not just throwing it out.
Well, I know it's a little late for this year, and you've touched on it a couple of times, but as we start making our mental notes for next year and throughout the year, are there ways to alter our shopping habits and different ways of thinking about gift giving that would prevent the generation of waste before we ever bring those items home?
One of my biggest pieces of advice is to give non-material gifts. I've been doing this with my family and friends for a number of years, and what I always remember are the experiences, the trips, that massage coupon, that gift card that I was able to go buy a service with, rather than that material gift that somebody may have given me and I stored it away in a closet and I only take it out a few times a year.
Thank you so very much for all you do and for joining us yet again this year, and a happy new year to you and yours.
You too, David. Thank you so much for having me again. Hope to see you next year.
That is Christine Chesler-Stull, Outreach and Zero Waste Coordinator at Recycle Ann Arbor. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It is produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division, and you hear it each Wednesday on 89.1 WEMU.